Well, tomorrow's St. Paddy's Day. It'll be March 17th. Joe, do you have any leprechaun in you?
Well, I think I might have a bit of leprechaun in me, Craig.
Well, no, I thought you were going to say no, and then I could say, want some?
That's not funny.
Tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day. Yes, if you're Irish, time to break out the corned beef and the cabbage.
That's such an awful, awful, awful tasting meal.
I love cabbage. I really love cabbage, but the corned beef, it's always been just so soft and pinky for me. And what else do you do when you live in America and you're not Irish? Well, you can either eat corned beef and cabbage, you can wear green, or you can go to the bar and you can drink green beer. That's how we celebrate something that we know nothing about. So tomorrow's your day to do it. I'm telling you, this is going to be a drunk fest tomorrow night. It's going to be amateur hour because it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
People are going to be bouncing off of guardrails, and I mean, they're going to be at the pubs and the bars, and they're going to be just swimming. Swimming in the green beer. We have a special present for you, Joe. Joe, I know you're, what are you, 174th Native Indian?
164th.
What, 164th?
Native American.
Yes. Do you have any Irish in you?
I'm sure I do.
Okay. A little bit of everything in you?
Yeah, I'm a Heinz 57.
You know, for Valentine's Day, you hand out cards. Christmas, you can send out cards. You know, you can have ornaments.
Oh, for God's sakes.
For Thanksgiving, you have placemats.
Why for St. Patrick's Day? There's no need for this.
What are you talking about?
This is stupid.
What do you mean? What are you even talking about right now? You don't even know what I'm talking about. What are you talking about?
I think we all know what you're talking about right now.
Thanksgiving, you have placemats. You know, there's all these different occasions. St. Paddy's Day. There's really not much you can do with St. Paddy's Day.
Well, there's not much you should be doing.
Yeah.
I'll say that much.
But
I mean,
you know,
there's not much that needs to be done.
And with the great artistic design of producer Dana. Yeah. Wow. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Is it up on Facebook, Dana? Yeah, she's rubbing her eyes with her thumb and index finger because she's crying.
Oh, God.
Yes! Another St. Paddy's Day treat, something to tickle your bloody stones. Joe is back.
Awful.
Epic photo shoot that took place over at the Folsom Harley-Davidson back when we gave away our first Harley. Joe, he lost a bet, and the whole story, we got to get him up to speed. The deal was Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Okay, they're going to have a boxing match. So Joe and I, as we've done for years and years, we bet. And I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. A River Rocker called up, and we couldn't figure out what we wanted to bet on.
A male.
Yes, a man. Yeah.
A male River Rocker did this to me.
Joe wanted Conor McGregor. I wanted Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, okay, I want action on this. I didn't think Joe was going to bet me because I didn't think Joe was dumb enough to go Conor McGregor, but he did. So we started talking about what can we bet on air. And a guy called up. He's like, hey, Dog Joe, I know what you guys should do. Whoever loses, man, you should have to go down to that Harley shop and pose in a thong bikini on the Harley-Davidson. Joe and I, you know, we look at each other. And
we fell about the place. That was real fun, we thought it was going to be, didn't we?
I still do. Yeah. I still look back at that day. Some of my fondest memories.
Oh, what a great idea you've had, River Rocker. You're going to make it. Oh, it's real funny. I thought, let's take that bet.
Dana, didn't Joe? Wasn't he the first one to say, I'll do it.
Well, I was confident in my choice.
He was confident in his choice.
Yeah, I wish you'd been more confident in your body or less confident in your body.
You know what? Conor McGregor screwed me.
The funny thing is he's Irish.
Oh, yeah, Conor McGregor is Irish.
He danced the jig on my naked body.
Nice call, Dana. So we do the bet, and the bet was whoever lost had to put on a thong, El G-Stringo, El Cheetah print bikini, and Joe had to put it on, and we did a photo shoot, and I promised Joe, and again, this isn't to hurt Joe, it's to keep our word with the River Rockers and to do what we said we were going to do, which is provide holiday treats and cards and always celebrate the moment that was that photo shoot. Ladies, get to a terminal. Grab your phone now on Facebook, both the River and the Dog and Joe Show page. Just a little St. Paddy's Day memoir. And I want you to know, you could print this out and you could pin this on your sweater. Or if you're going out to a pub to drink, if in fact you put this on your person, you would have green on if you're not wearing anything else green in your ensemble.
Oh, I see what you've done for him.
Yeah, this is just, what this is a patch.
Okay.
You know what we should have done, Dana? Yeah. We should have made
that
this
would have been cool.
An iron-on. We should have made this a printable iron-on.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
Well,
they just have to go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby and buy the printing material.
Oh, they could.
And they can just print it out on that, and then they can iron it on their shirts themselves. It's totally doable.
Yeah, go to Michael's.
Yeah.
Go on into Michael's with this picture.
I got you guys covered.
Take it right up to the cashier. Don't you like to have this put on an iron on?
No, you know what? Go to Michael's after you go to Kinko's.
Yeah.
Go to Kinko's and make it bigger.
I'll go to the courthouse. Go to the courthouse with a sign.
Yeah.
Stand out there all day long and tell people you want to have this tattooed on your back.
Oh, you know what? You know what we did, Dana? We screwed up. We missed a golden opportunity with the walkout. All those students across America, especially here in California, they were all making signs. We should have produced a background for the signs and provided sticks and the paper, and Joe could have been the background of the sign.
They would have gotten
you suspended. You want this to happen
sure.
to your kids? Make sure guns
no.
don't get in schools.
No, this is what it would say. This is what a world with no guns looks like. And then it shows your arms clutching onto the handlebars.
You want to see what people look like when you take guns away? This.
Yes. Yeah. Would you rather have guns or these buns?
This is what happens when you can't shoot people that take their clothing off.
Yes, this is your body on drugs.
Yes.
We should have done that, but what we have, hey Dana, if you do they sell printers, do you know, do they sell like patch making or iron-on printers? Don't they have something like that that you can just run any photo through it and it'll come on a...
I don't know about patch making, but the iron-on paper, I believe you can print it from a regular printer.
Oh, wow.
I think. You would have to double check the instructions.
Look at the just leaps and bounds technology has taken for us today.
Well, it's because of photos like this and people wanting to wear them on their clothing and take them with them. So, it's waiting. Happy St. Patrick's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Another offering from Joe's photo shoot. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk much about it. It's a big, big, big surprise. A little luck of the Irish there. Check out that.
A lot of luck of the Irish there. That's what that guy looks like, a leprechaun.
Huh? He has the ass of a leprechaun, doesn't he?
He sure does. Yeah.
Jump on Facebook. It's waiting for you. Oh, no. Look at that. It's cash time. 937theriver.com or either Facebook page. Here comes your money.